Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Well, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. It's that time of week, guys. It's matchup week, and this time it's Eagles matchup week. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who are feeling dour about this or feeling hopeless about this game. And look, I'm here to tell you that this is the NFL. Anything can happen, and especially anything can happen in the divisional game, and especially anything can happen in a Cowboys-Eagles game. So this is not a hopeless situation. We're going to talk about some of the matchups that are going to be key to either team winning, whoever wins these matchups, and then we'll get an examination of maybe some of the ways that the Cowboys can pull an upset here in Dallas coming up this Sunday night. So we're going to get started like we always get started in the trenches. So let's go. All right, so the first matchup, and this is really the price of admission, and I listed it as Zach Martin versus Fletcher Cox because, those are the two marquee names, frankly, if you want to talk about interior line football. But right, really, it could have been expanded out to Travis Frederick and Zach Martin versus Fletcher Cox and Timmy Jernigan because those four players are all elite at what they do. And I think that really, I've talked about this on some other platforms, and I really have thought about this. How this matchup goes can go a long way to, as long as anything, really, as to how this game ultimately goes. Fletcher Cox is just a monster. I mean, he's huge. He's athletic. He's explosive off the ball. He's one of the few guys that has given Zach Martin problems throughout his career. And I think that, Martin, I think, has had a little bit better, games against him maybe these last few times they've played, but it is always an incredibly difficult matchup, and this week is going to be no different. I think that really what you need to worry about is the fact that the Cowboys are already going to be dealing with some pass rushing issues because of what's going on with their left tackle situation, the likelihood that obviously Tyron Smith may not play this weekend, and now you add just another concern of that the quarterback's going to have to worry about the front of his pocket. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more and more quick passing involved in this game. I wouldn't be surprised if there were a lot more heavy protections when they have to pass in this game. I think that really what the Cowboys are going to need to do is try to get more misdirection and play action going and see if they can try to get these guys going one way and then move the ball the other way. Because I think Fletcher Cox is just a monster. And I think that, you're going to win some. He's going to win some. You just got to figure out a way to not allow him to destroy your entire game plan because, he definitely has the capability of doing that. And Zach Martin definitely has the capability of erasing a guy who can do that. So, on the other side of the ball, I think, along those same lines, similar level of talent matchup, DeMarcus Lawrence versus Lane Johnson. I think it's pretty clear that DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year just based on how he's played. And Lane Johnson has been one of the better right tackles in football for a little while now. I think that this is going to be the start of hopefully a great matchup that these guys are going to be facing each other for a while. I tend to think that DeMarcus Lawrence is going to find a way to have his way with Lane Johnson. I think that Lane Johnson can be bullied a little bit at times, and I want to see DeMarcus Lawrence have his way with him because I know that he can. I think that Mitchell Schwartz is frankly the best right tackle in football, and I think that when you watch what happened in the Kansas City game, DeMarcus Lawrence was taking him apart at all different parts. So I am a big fan of good players going against other good players. But I'm also a big fan of the Cowboys winning, so I'm hoping, and I actually believe that DeMarcus Lawrence gonna have a big game this weekend, despite playing one of the better right tackles in football, in Lane Johnson. But real quick, just to kind of take it back a notch, or to take it back a level, or rather before we take it back to the second level, I want to talk a little bit about the matchup that is going to be on the other side of the ball between and you're going to have to and not the other side of the ball, I mean a little bit further down the line on the left tackle side. It's Halopolidi Vaitai. I know it's Vaitai. That's all I know is the guy who's basically the backup left tackle for the Eagles who came in now that Jason Peters got hurt. It's going to be interesting to see how the Cowboys handle that. Obviously, Tyrone Crawford has been playing really great. Not really, really great, but really good at the right defensive end spot. It'll be interesting to see if that is something that, because that he's a different type of player than Vaitai has probably played against, if that is going to be an issue for him. So it's kind of a forgotten-ish spot because he's done a pretty decent job over there on the right side. But I think that Tyrone Crawford could be a little bit different than any kind of player he's played before. So it might be an interesting matchup to keep in mind on game day is maybe Vaitai versus Crawford could be a little bit better matchup than we anticipated. Okay, so moving back a level. I think that Alfred Morris / Rod Smith versus Bradham, Kendricks, and Walker is going to be an interesting matchup because, you know, we talked about the Cowboys in the trenches, and you know, I think that if they're going to get the run game going, obviously they're going to have to find a way to get traction or get creases in that very, very difficult defensive line. That by itself is going to be difficult. What I think that the collateral or the domino effect of that is going to be is that you're probably not going to be able to get some of these guards and other guys, you know, tackles, tight ends, whomever, onto the second level blocking these linebackers very often because they're going to have their hands full with whoever they're getting off the line and facing. So what that means is that you're going to need your running backs to find ways to beat the guys on the second level, and that's these guys. Now they don't have Hicks anymore, who is obviously a notorious Cowboy killer at this point. But I think that Bradham and Kendricks are both still very good players. Now when they have Walker in the game, who is their backup middle linebacker, he seems to be a liability a little bit. So it will be interesting to see if the Cowboys decide to maybe try to, you know, use more 12 personnel at times and then try to just find a way to bully through the line. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more Keith Smith this week as an opportunity to hopefully just get Walker on the field as, you know, one of the weaker defenders that you could be subbing in. And then also, you know, with the opportunity to let Keith Smith kind of loosen things up a little bit in the run game if they get clogged up by the, you know, monsters they have in the middle. So I do think the reason I brought this matchup up is because if the Cowboys are able to find a way through that initial line, it's going to be important that the running backs find ways to occasionally beat these linebackers on their own, you know, one-on-one, whether it's through moves or powering through or whatever. They need to find a way to create yards, you know, past the line of scrimmage and to bust, at least find a way to bust one of these runs big or into the third level at least. And that will definitely help the offense overall, and particularly it could help loosen up the pass game, just as you hope that the pass game could eventually help loosen up the run game. So on the other side of the ball, you know, I think Byron Jones versus Zach Ertz, but I really wanted to – I think we should include Chidobe Awuzie here. I think that really focusing on Zach Ertz is going to be important because he's a main part of their offense. I think that if you can find a way to slow him down, you're going to find favorable results by having this Eagles offense try to go through Alshon Jeffrey and the people outside. I just don't know that they're all consistent enough to be run through the way Zach Ertz is. So if they can find a way to kind of limit the run game and maybe frustrate Zach Ertz a little bit, I like the odds of making Wentz be efficient moving the ball down the field with just the guys outside. I think that'll be a struggle because I don't know that they are necessarily efficient enough in that aspect of their game to consistently get the ball down the field where they need it to go. Okay, so let's talk about the third level defenders and versus QBs and wide receivers. On the Cowboys offense, you know, there's a lot of different things I could have pointed to, but I really do feel like Cole Beasley needs to have a big game versus whoever they are throwing out at the slot defensive back spot for the Eagles. And I'll tell you why. Because I think that when you talk about ways to make up for the loss of, well, I mean, really, you can make an argument for Tyron Smith and for Zeke. A guy like Cole Beasley can really kind of help you with both problems, because Cole Beasley can help you with some of this short yardage situation, even if he's just eating up coverage by getting double teamed, because you know that on third and short, if he comes out in the slot position, they probably aren't going to put a guy one-on-one with him. And if they do, you should throw it at Cole Beasley. But also, I think that he helps a little bit with the Tyron Smith situation, because what he does, if he can really start to find a way to get open consistently against a guy, is he gives you a reliable short, you know, short passing, get open, quick option. You know, a guy who can be open and ready to catch the ball almost immediately after the snap. And I think that that's really important, like I mentioned, not just in moving the ball in short yardage situations, but helping your young quarterback out when he can't get any kind of good protection scheme without, you know, putting a tight end or chipping a guy on the left side to make sure that he's okay. I think that Cole Beasley has the ability to do that. I think that when you look at what the Eagles are going to throw out there at him, you know, they're gonna try and give. They, in the past, they've tried getting Malcolm Jenkins, the safety, on him, and they've had some success with that before. And they've also tried to put Robinson inside, and you know, that'll be interesting to see exactly what happens if they put Robinson on the outside versus Beasley, because then they're going to probably have to put Rasul Douglas, bring him in, or Mills, depending on whether Darby is available, and put one of them on Dez Bryant and one of them on Williams. I just think that Beasley is going to be an option that the Eagles are going to need to account for, because if they don't, he's going to be able to provide quite a bit for this Cowboys offense, what they need, especially with Zeke gone. So I would say that if the Eagles are wise, they will likely focus a lot on Beasley, notice where he is, because I think if they don't, they're going to really have issues stopping us converting, you know, short yardage situations, stopping us from, you know, getting easy yardage on first and second down. You know, Beasley can do a lot of things if you can't stop him, that are things that could help alleviate what you're missing from Zeke. And then finally, on the other side of the ball, the Dallas defensive backfield versus Carson Wentz. You know, Carson Wentz is having a fantastic season. I think that that's clear to anyone who's watched. I think a lot of what's going on has to do with a great job, much like the Cowboys, a great job of a coaching staff putting a player in position to make plays, by putting him in a, you know, in an offense that he was comfortable playing in college, and you know, not being afraid to bring those concepts into the NFL. When I watch the Eagles, I watch a team that is killing it with big plays. They are finding ways to get the ball down the field, and they're doing so without really, I mean, you know, despite the names attached to the positions, you know, Alshon Jeffrey and Alden Smith, I mean, not Alden Smith, Torrey Smith, have not necessarily, you know, lit the world on fire as receivers on the outside. Nelson Agholor has had a little bit of a resurgence, but really what the Cowboys need to do is they need to understand that when the play breaks down, Carson Wentz has that kind of Aaron Rodgers situation. Not that he is Aaron Rodgers, but when the play breaks down, he keeps his eyes down the field. So the Cowboys defenders need to keep their eyes open and be aware of where their targets are. So this is, you know, obviously going to be a difficult game. You know, many people, have picked the Cowboys to get eviscerated by the Eagles. I think what the Dallas defensive backfield needs to focus on is keeping discipline and sound in their zones. They need to make sure that their defensive line is maintaining contain on Carson Wentz, watching their rush depth. I do think that the Cowboys defensive backs can match up with the guys they're going against. The reason I match them up in this situation versus Carson Wentz is because the way Carson makes them look good is by keeping the play alive, you know, withstanding this onslaught of sackers, like a sort of like a Ben Roethlisberger situation. And then finding guys who are drifting their way through zones uncovered and down the field. So, making plays outside the structure of the offense at times. So I think if the Cowboys can remain disciplined, keep things in front of them, find ways to get them off the field on third and long, because really that's been the biggest problem when you face Philadelphia. I think that they can find a way to win this game. I just think that they need to execute. Philadelphia is not a perfect team, but that doesn't mean they're not a good team. I definitely can understand why the Eagles are expected to win, but I definitely am not giving up hope, and I definitely am ready to watch the Cowboys show up on Sunday and beat the Eagles. So, guys, make sure you check out flanragsports.com throughout the week for updates on all the games, all kinds of information, injury reports, you know, game plans, reviews, all that stuff. FanRagSports.com's got you covered. Make sure you follow me on Twitter as well, @McCoolBTB. And until next week, happy trails, everybody.